Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, presented to you by your local Hyundai dealers. You're listening to Chicago's number one sports station. 670 The Score is Chicago Sports. Chicago Sports is The Score. An Odyssey station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score!
This portion of the show brought to you by Northwestern Football. Football's returning to Wrigley Field on November the 20th. That's when the Cats are going to host Purdue. You can get tickets at cubs.com/football.
Transition is brought to you by Aloha Restoration. Call Aloha for all of your water, fire, and mold needs.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mullion Hall, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Thanks to Evan Thomas for getting us up on Twitch today. Thanks to everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Wednesday.
Yeah, difficult day. And our thanks to our executive producer. He is Mr. Dustin William Rose.
Collaboration.
That's what he is. He's a collaborator. And our thanks to Ray Diaz. He is our maven of sound.
I think the Chicago they're going to be there all year.
It's going to be an interesting game against New York because, I mean, sure, Chicago's 4-0. They've beaten Detroit
twice,
beat New Orleans, beat Toronto without Siakam the other night.
You know, I hate when I hear that.
Why?
Because
that's a true stat.
No, you beat the teams on your schedule. Hey, listen.
That's why I say it's going to be interesting to face a 3-1 New York team.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, I just think that.
Who you like to win that game?
I like the Chicago.
We'll guarantee it then.
Oh,
okay.
Guarantee!
Don't! Our thanks to the fine folks at TNT for that. And now we are delighted to welcome in Dan Bernstein and Layla Rahim. Guys, good morning. How are you?
Hi, Dan and Layla.
I'm complicated, I guess. There's a lot going on right now and a lot to digest.
Yeah, you read that report, and I don't know that you can unread it, right? I mean, it changes your opinion of a lot of things.
And I'm having a lot of PTSD personally, I think, for longtime listeners of this station, for the time that was spent regarding what happened at Penn State and my feelings reading the Lewis Free report after that inquest and some of the similarities of language in some of the explanations, some of the rationalizations. I'm a little whipsawed by old and dormant feelings that are stirred back to the top today, and it's unsettling to say the least.
I kept reading over and over again to make sure that my notes were correct, that I wanted to compare it to what we had heard before in reports from what had come out from attorneys on John Doe's side, Susan Loggins being one of them. And it's just such an uncomfortable feeling, as you guys know, to have to read this and then keep asking yourself as you're reading these developments unfold, where was the action taken? Like, well, why did they wait? Like, why?
Yeah. I mean,
why
it's
did this continue to go on?
Uncomfortable for fans, unsettling for media. Imagine being one of the families. Imagine being one of the alleged victims involved. I mean, that's got to be on a different level of anger. And it'd have to be infuriating to be in that position to see the kind of neglect that led to the incident or incidents that happened after the fact. That's what I think. You know, we can talk about how difficult it is to talk about it, But imagine living through something like that and seeing the revelation of these details. It would just be very difficult to get through.
And one thing I've learned over the years from talking to people who investigate this for a living, and this is people have to understand this. For everyone who is on record, for everyone who said Me Too, for everyone who said, whether it's Brad Aldrich or anyone else, the numbers are multiplicative of the people from whom we don't hear, who weren't able to speak up, who weren't able to be told, or whose lives had been completely ruined by a predator like this. Whether it's Richard Strauss or Larry Nassar or Jerry Sandusky or anyone else, the people who had the courage and the support to put their names on this, to be a part of these depositions and inquests, the courage they showed, I don't know how many times we have to go through something like this, whether it's in the tens, whether it's in the hundreds, people like Brad Aldrich don't stop until they're stopped. And they don't stop sometimes even after they're stopped. And that's what makes me interested. The number of people nodding along, the number of people who have personal connections to this.
It's even worse than that. Predators like that rely on that. They rely on the victims to remain silent. They rely on, other people to be silent. They rely on the fact that everyone is sort of horrified and embarrassed by it, so they're not going to say anything to someone else.
Correct.
And that's how they keep going.
And insular cultures, these predators seek out insular cultures.
That's right.
Sports culture, hockey culture, the Catholic Church.
Catholic Church.
Boy Scouts.
Yeah.
They seek out insular cultures where they can take advantage of these calcified systems. And what is still resonating with me, and I'm sorry if I'm getting over emotional here, but when you read how things get reported up and the fear of specificity of description, and I give Reed Schar of Jenner and Block a lot of credit, they didn't shy away. Describe the act. Describe how awful it was. Describe actually what happened. What got put where, against whose will. What happened. And then by the time it gets to Paterno, by the time it gets to McDonough, by the time it gets to the bishop, everyone's watering it down. Well, he tried to get under the sheets with him, or there were some things, and everything turns into euphemism. The horror of the actual act is continually watered down because of the fear of it, and people rely on that happening.
No doubt.
David, David, your column is maybe the best thing you've ever written that I've ever read, and I think you should submit it for awards. I think that when I read it last night, I was in tears and enraged by the time I finished reading it, and I had to sort of compose myself. That is a special piece of writing that came from a very real place.
Thanks, Dan. You know, it wasn't something that you sit down and I wasn't really planning to write. Actually, I had a text exchange with Layla yesterday. And I just had all these things that were going through. I mean, as you can relate to, Molly alluded to it. I mean, we're hockey dads. We're parents first. And, you know, my son, like your son, he gravitated toward the Blackhawks. It might not have been why he took up hockey, but it was a big part of it.
It is why. My kid did. We are hockey parents because of that Blackhawks team that year. I just tweeted a picture of the framed photo that John McDonough gave us as a gift.
Right.
From March of 2010. He gave that to us. That was his personal gift. He and Jay Blunk gave us those seats in their box and took that picture of his. And it was shortly thereafter that we started Learn to Skate. It is a direct line. And this morning, I dropped him off at the Red Line to go to high school, and I told him I loved him, and I came home, and I parked the car, and I get out of the car, and I look at a garage filled with jerseys and old leg pads and old sticks and it's all because of that Blackhawks team. And I don't regret any day that we spent or any time, any hotel in St. Louis or South Bend or the Wisconsin Dells or anything that the last 10 years have been, but you can't disconnect the causal relationship between that very hockey team at that time and the last 10 years of our lives.
that's what's relatable. I mean, whether you have a son in hockey or whether you're just a fan of the team.
My daughter.
The beauty, or daughter, right, playing hockey, the beauty of the Blackhawk decade was, before yesterday, the fact that it connected with so many people on so many different levels. And that's why I did feel compelled to write about it, because I took that personally yesterday. But so did thousands of other people out there watching it unfold and being horrified by the details and like, how could these people that we put on the pedestal that we spent the last 10 years putting them on let us down to this degree? And you felt betrayed, and you felt hurt, and you felt confused. And it is complicated. And it's not as simple as black or white, or this guy was the only guy that was wrong and these guys weren't. And this is so simple to do. Just speak up, Stan. But it isn't that simple. It is complicated. And yet, you know, the bottom line is that, you know, we were kind of duped. We were all kind of duped by this, and that's the most disappointing aspect, is that the Blackhawks aren't who we thought they were, and they led us down the path, and one goal wasn't all it was cracked up to be.
I am so taken aback by the persistence of John Doe when I think a lot of people wouldn't have kept going.
That's a great
and
point.
It wasn't just talking to Vincent. It wasn't just talking with Gary. And I'm using last names here because it's just simpler right now. And it wasn't as simple as, it wasn't just him talking to who he thought he needed to talk to. It was having somebody reach out to Donald Fehr, who I also think, after reading those details, I'm appalled by that there was a corroboration there, a confirmation that a discussion happened. And oh, you're not in the NHLPA, but we should be able to help you. And then nothing happens. How many times doors were slammed in his face as he's trying to tell people what happened? And then players, you know, supposedly knowing, and there's that piece of it too, where players knew and they didn't want to do anything about it. And then the idea that the playoffs, because of the Cubs run, you're like, well, we don't know if we're going to get back to this again. Think about how important this is. That's the equivalent. David, you touched on it, the one goal idea in that column. And the only thing I came away with was control and the abuse of the label of power used instead by a bully who yelled the loudest and had the most privilege.
It was about
that
power.
Wasn't leadership.
Yeah.
That was yelling the loudest and having the most control.
Yep.
We end up with what's next. Joel Quenneville cannot be employed by an NHL team. Someone who not only was inactive upon understanding what happened, but who lied about it, can't be an NHL coach. And if he is going to remain one, there are a lot of questions that are going to have to be answered as to why and how for that level of trust. Kevin Cheveldayoff cannot be in charge of the hockey side of an NHL team. And there are more questions that need to be asked of current Blackhawks players about what they knew, when they knew, why so many of them lied about what they knew and when they knew.
Only two of them.
Well, one of them was a captain since 2008. A captain.
The captain.
The much lauded captain, because of what he has meant to a locker room, because of what he's meant to a bench, because of what he's meant to an entire team. That cuts both ways. Responsibility is just that. And if credit is to be given for exercising those responsibilities, hard questions need to be asked too.
What's on the show today, guys?
Well, as you can imagine, we're going to get into this in depth, and something like this deserves close attention, and we'll get it. Mike Florio will have some football stuff for us at 10. We're going to bring back some of Rick Westhead. We're going to bring back some of Susan Loggins. We're also going to talk to Hub Arkish. We will take some phone calls as well. But this is a dark day in Chicago sports history. It's just that, and needs to be understood and discussed as such.
All right, guys. Have a good show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.